What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
BT, it's out back on the fan. So earlier, BT, you said that you were having a little bit of an issue with the costume. Now, just for those of you who may not be up to date on this, we do the Perfect Parlay Pick segment every Football Friday. I won this year, so I decided that BT and Hoff are going to dress up as Papa Shango and Brother Love. BT, you chose Brother Love, so Hoff will get Papa Shango. You will do so on Friday, February 7th, which is the final Football Friday of the season ahead of the Super Bowl. What's the issue?
Well, I need a rule in here, man. All right, so I've got the red shirt.
Yeah.
I've got the white tie. I've got the white jacket. I even went for the white suspenders.
Okay.
Which aren't really visible. Didn't have to do that,
right.
But I let everybody know I'm all in. I got the white pants. I got the glasses. I got the red face. I got the gold rings.
So you're in good spot here.
What else? But there's a problem with the hair.
What's the problem?
I mean, first of all, he wears his hair slicked back, right?
Right.
So I have not found a wig that you could slick back.
Okay.
I've been looking for weeks. I'm not dropping thousands of dollars on a real wig.
No, I wouldn't. I would never say, like, go nuts and spend that much money. But can't you just get a cheap wig?
But it's not slicked back.
Well, but you could do that with spray or gel or something.
You said that the last time, and I did some research. They don't think listen, I might have to do everything but the hair. Is there a problem with that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's a huge problem.
It's a big part of the costume.
You're not charged. He's in charge of this. He's in charge of this. Just like, you know, if you want it, you're in charge. Yeah, you're not charged of this.
You have to at least find some kind of wig. They're cheap. You can find, I'm sure, a wig online that maybe you could try to slick back. And the worst case is it doesn't slick back, but it's at least close enough. Yeah, you got to wear the hair. You got to figure it out. You want me to help you, Serge? Yeah, come on, what do you think? I was going to give you a pass on that?
I wasn't sure.
By the way, I would not.
Like, I even got the little thing on the lapel, the little carnation that he's got, like he's going to the prom.
I'd rather you, I wouldn't want you to spend, you know, hundreds of dollars on this. I'd rather you just get a cheap wig and try
and look like an idiot.
Yes,
okay.
Well,
now that I know that that's an option, then that's easy to do.
It doesn't have to be perfect. But I
like to do this the right way. Yeah. I mean, gold does. I take this seriously. If I lose, you know, I want to look exactly like what I'm supposed to look like.
Gold does very well last year, and
to
I did doink very well.
To a T.
And now Hoff's got to do Papa Shango, and he was telling me over the weekend that he got the, what'd you call it, leotard? He goes,
yeah.
Because he got that two-piece. Dude, it's...
Yeah.
And what size did you get? Because you think you're going big, like, I'll get a triple XL.
I got a 4X for the singlet.
Right, to save some space, right?
Yeah.
And how'd that work?
Yeah, I got some nippage showing.
Oh, boy.
Dude, it's going to
get... Are you going to actually sit there all day like that? You are, aren't you?
That's the bet.
You have to, yeah.
That's the bet.
We
agreed to it,
okay.
That's what he gets for picking those four teamers.
Yeah, now me and Hoff get hot, by the way. We crushed it this past week, and it means nothing.
Yeah, right.
So Hoff, so I remember, go back to something that you said that you thought you kind of played me that you got the better of the two. Do you still feel that way after looking in the mirror? Seeing
I
the
do, because at the end of the day, like I actually went downstairs and told them what I'm going to walk in to the building as one day. Please don't call 911. And they looked, let me see it. And they're like, oh, that's so cool. So, yeah. Like, I'm going to come off looking cool, I hope.
So your arms and chest are going to be exposed to a certain extent?
Well, I have a cape, too.
Okay, yes.
I got
so
a little bit of
do you have to, I don't know if you're a hairy guy, does the chest get shaved? Gross. I mean, what did Papa do back in the day?
I might have to shave a little bit.
Oh, God, this is going to be.
It's going to be ugly, man. I made the right choice, dude.
So the final ruling is you have to get some kind of wig
and
get as close as we possibly can.
Because I'm getting nervous now because some of these wigs take like 2 weeks to come. Everything else is done.
You got
to
get it.
But again, there's nothing that I can't say I have any different modifications I put in for like descriptions on slick back hair. I even put like Pat Riley wig.
Yeah,
and I'm running out of options here. Nothing's popping up.
I'm sure we could find something.
Is it on Amazon. Is it because you can't find the right color?
That's a part of it as well. Like his, like there's some black ones and some blonde ones.
I found the black one that's like $26.
But wait, slicked back?
Yeah.
Where the hell did you see this?
It's right in front of me.
But it's black.
Amazon? Really
wigs, work. Long curly wigs, slick back. Yeah, no.
Okay.
I got to see this during the break because, I mean, I honestly have been looking. I've been giving the effort, but all right, we'll make it happen.
All right.
Not the ruling I was hoping for, but the ruling I expected.
Yeah, let's get back to the phones. BT and Sal, the Fair. We're talking Jets head coaching search with Aaron Glenn in the building today. Ben is in Albany. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Ben.
So, listen, when the Jets fired Saleh and Douglas, the two things as Jet fans that we were looking for were experience, at least in either the head coach or the GM. And now it looks like we're hiring, again, a first-time defensive coordinator and this Newmark guy from, now he's with the Commanders, but he was with Glenn in Detroit, who will be a first-time GM. I don't get it. McCarthy's out there. Interview him. I know in 2019 there might be a little bit of bad blood there, but he's willing to take an interview. He's the guy. He's the guy they should get, at least, or Flores, someone with experience. As Jet fans, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole again. I mean, I hope it works out with Glenn. I got open arms with it, but, we deserve someone with experience. And one last thing I just want to get out there is I've been calling in, and I want this out there for Jet fans. We need to bring back Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to hear it. He's the best option. I don't want to watch Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor. Aaron Rodgers is the best option. Okay, he didn't play great last year, but he left the field 5-6 times in the fourth quarter with a lead.
That's also one of the best. Now this doesn't mean a lot because the Jets are a doormat, but it's also one of the best quarterback seasons the Jets ever had.
Right.
I mean, it really is. I agree with that part. Now, I'm not with you on Glenn. I'm excited about Aaron Glenn much more than you. I don't think there's an even remote option that is going to present itself that is better, that would be better than Rodgers next season. I just don't see it out there.
There isn't. And like
if there was, I'd be open to it.
You know where I stand. I was on this before that Enigma thing, before he started having a good year, just seeing through the crap that we were dealing with on a week-in, week-out basis, where everybody's just like, I'm tired of it. And I understand that reaction. Get Rodgers out of here. Yeah, but what? There are no better options. So I certainly want Rodgers back. I definitely want him back in the scenario that Glenn is the head coach. And just to touch on something he said there that we really haven't focused on, I know we've brought up Lance Newmark. I think even worse than hiring a head coach that doesn't have head coaching experience is the Jets yet again doing it with a first-time general manager. That, to me, is inexcusable. Yeah. I know that you're trying to get a pair, and it's harder for us because I don't know all the names and all the resumes that are available. It's why I was clinging to Thomas Dimitroff because I am familiar with his work, knowing that he had success at his prior stop in Atlanta. But for me, that would have been at least, all right, if you're going to hire a first-time head coach, fine. Can you at least hire a general manager that has had some experience and has some equity built up? Mm-hmm. They're setting themselves up yet again for disaster if things don't go well, hiring two at the same time first-time guys.
Now, that's something I could probably get behind a little bit more than the Glenn stuff. You know, and the reason, not just because he's a first-time guy, which is not incredibly appealing, though synergy with Glenn it is appealing. The Jets have some tough decisions. It's not like they are, a 2-15 team and they have no high-profile players and no contractual issues that they got to resolve. Like, you're asking, if it's Lance Newmark here, I still got. I wrote down his name. But I look down every time I'm about to say Lance Armstrong keeps popping. Lance Parrish keeps popping. Anything but Lance Newmore keeps popping in my head. So you actually see me look down and look at his name. But the Jets have to resolve whether it's Garrett Wilson, who very well might demand a trade, and if he does not demand a trade, well, then what do you do with the contract? Sauce Gardner's not going to demand a trade, but the Jets got to determine, is he worth it? Just about a 80 or 90 million guarantee in terms of a contract for a highly and would be the highest paid corner. Is he worth it for somebody who can't even tackle at this point? There are tough decisions, not to mention the one with Aaron Rodgers, which obviously equates to some dead money and some things that are not incredibly appealing for a team that doesn't have a ton of space with the cap. What? What's the matter?
You're not going to like this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What?
No, I just Googled Lance Newmark. I wanted to see him. I'm like, I don't even know anything about this
guy. I looked at him earlier. He looks fine. Well, you make fun of the way he looks.
Because before I looked him up, I was going to say, do you have more confidence in Joe Douglas as a GM? And I get why they moved on.
Yeah.
But Joe Douglas, coming from the background he did.
Two teams I respect.
Right. Eagles, Ravens,
yep.
Right?
I'm looking at Lance again.
Joe, I think, projected well, meaning like he, like anything that's not Idzik. Close, like, you know what I mean?
You don't I got you.
So, and Joe Douglas is the opposite of that. Even Maccagnan, like, I talk about Idzik, but my God, Maccagnan didn't project well. I think Lance Newmark projects a little bit closer to Maccagnan than Joe Douglas. You know what I'm saying?
Is it because he doesn't look like a blue collar guy necessarily?
He just look going like a guy.
On the. We don't know anything about him except that he's been in Detroit for 25 years and the Commanders for one.
Okay, so
that's
so,
all we know.
So his impact, I would say, BT in 1 year with the Commanders has to be minimal. No?
I would think so. Yeah, no, okay. I would think so.
And if you're with Detroit for 26 years, you saw a lot of bad.
I know. Now he wasn't the ultimate voice of authority in terms of personnel stuff, but. He was in the room for a lot of bad teams, a lot of losing situations. Mm. But you are reacting to the visual here, right? Because
does that look like an assistant? Look at his picture with the Commanders.
Right, let me ask you a question. If you saw him now, maybe this is not
the
best time.
You see what I'm talking about?
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at
the Commanders.
Him. Yeah, he almost looks like I don't even want to say what he's going to look like. It would have been hysterical, but I'm going to keep that one. I'll tell you during the break. let's now, I know that we know that he's really good, even though it hasn't been the best month or so, but let's just say we just saw a picture of Tom Thibodeau, like with his hair receding and sloppy. Well, do you think we'd be all enamored with Tom Thibodeau?
Maybe not.
No,
but we know about him first, or Jeff Van Gundy. When you see Jeff Van Gundy, you'd be like, yeah, this guy, he's going to coach the Knicks?
And conversely, Joe Shane looks like the smartest GM in football. Has he done very well for the Giants so far? He looks polished. He looks sharp. He looks good in a suit. He's got a good head of hair. He's a good-looking guy. Who cares what he looks like?
Well, it's not that I care what he looks like, but it's combined that it's combined with his resume. It's the looks plus the resume, which leads me to like.
I get it. I mean, I do hear you too, because just gotta know how your crazy mind thinks by now. I know when you typed in his name and the first time you looked at him, I understand what popped in your head, and I get it to an extent.
Yeah, to an extent. Doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't.
What means more to me is the fact that he was with the Lions for 26 years.
Yeah.
And with the Commanders one, like, I'd rather have a GM with experience. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Titans hired the guy from the Chiefs. Like, at least you could say, well, he's coming from the Chiefs. And even then.
Yeah, but the Jets hired the guy for the Ravens and the Eagles and Joe Douglas. Right, that didn't work out.
But that's my point, that I don't think Joe Douglas was a bad hire. I think it went bad, and I'm not sure how much of that was on Joe. And there was a lot of it that was on Joe.
Yeah.
But Joe versus Woody versus Sala, like, there's a lot.
Yeah, but Sal, before we got
to Zach? Did Joe really want Zach? I don't know
the answer to that. But before we got to Joe versus Woody, Joe didn't build a good offensive line, which is what Joe was supposed to do because he played offensive line in college.
I know, but was Woody telling him the Madden ratings on certain guys? Yeah, I don't think so.
That's you easy and I both now. Like, I loved when they hired Joe. I really believed in him.
And we saw some success. Like,
definitely.
The roster right now is better now, definitively, than it was when he took over.
Yes, and I think it's better than every other team. Like, it's better than the Raiders roster right now. It's better than...
how about in comparison to the Rex team when Rex left?
Oh God, that was about as abysmal as Bowles had.
Like,
yes,
this is the most talented Jets roster that we've seen in a very long time.
I agree, which is why I think you could go, if you're getting a little lucky, stay a little healthy, get an upgrade or two. 5-12 can easily become 9 wins like that. Just cut the penalties in half.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll finish up with your calls 888-808-1019.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.